There are many popular beliefs that are rooted in familiar expressions and sayings, and many of them simply aren't true. Everything comes in threes. Not true. In reality, everything comes in ones. Sometimes, when three ones come in a row, it seems like everything comes in threes. By the way, in medieval times, it was widely believed that everything came in 26s. They were wrong, too. It just took them longer to recognize a pattern. People say when you die, you can't take it with you. Well, that depends on what it is. If it's your dark blue suit, you can certainly take it with you. In fact, not only can you take it with you, you can probably put some things in the pockets. You learn something new every day. Actually, you learn something old every day. Just because you just learned it doesn't mean it's new. Other people already knew it. Columbus is a good example of this. The sky's the limit. Well, how can the sky be the limit? The sky never ends. What kind of a limit is that? The earth is the limit. You dig a hole, and what do you keep getting? More earth. The earth's the limit. You get what you pay for. Clearly, this is not true. Have you been shopping lately? Only a naive person would believe that you get what you pay for. In point of fact, if you check your purchases carefully, you'll find that you get whatever they feel like giving you. And if corporations get any more powerful, you soon might not even get that. Tomorrow is another day. Not true. Today is another day. We have no idea what tomorrow is going to be. It might turn out to be another day, but we can't be sure. If it happens, I'll be the first to say so. But you know what? By that time, it'll be today again. Nice guys finish last. Not true. Studies have shown that on the average, nice guys finish third in a field of six. Actually, short guys finish last. By the way, in medieval times, it was widely believed that nice guys finished 26th. You can see how limited those people were. If you've seen one, you've seen them all. Do we even have to talk about this one? This should be obvious. If you've seen one, you've seen one. If you've seen them all, then you've seen them all. I don't understand how this one even got started. Those were the days. Now, those were the nights. Think back. Weren't the nights better? Days you had to work. Nights you went to parties, danced, drank, got laid. Those were the nights. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, what about when you eat at home? I don't pay when I eat lunch at home. It's free. Sometimes I'll leave a tip, but basically it's a free lunch. Yeah, I know we had to buy the food at the store, but as the Zen Buddhists say, the food is not the lunch. You pays your money and you takes your choice. Well, I think what I said earlier still applies here. You pays your money and you takes whatever they jolly well give you. Actually, when you get right down to it, you pays your money and you loses your money. Everybody has his price. Not so. Would you believe there are millions of people who do not have their price? Thanks to a government mix-up, many people have their neighbor's price. They don't make them like they used to. Actually, they do make them like they used to. They just don't sell them anymore. They make them, and they keep them. Two wrongs don't make a right. Well, it just so happens that two wrongs do make a right. Not only that, but as the number of wrongs increases, the whole thing goes up exponentially, so that while two wrongs make one right and four wrongs make two rights, it actually takes 16 wrongs to make three rights and 256 wrongs to make four rights. Seems to me that anyone who is stringing together more than 256 wrongs needs counseling, not mathematics. If it's not one thing, it's another. Not always. Sometimes if it's not one thing, not only is it not another, but it turns out to be something else altogether. You can't win them all. Not true. Believe it or not, there's a man in Illinois who so far has won them all. But don't get too excited. It has also been discovered that under certain circumstances, it is possible to lose them all. By the way, there's no record of anyone having tied them all. You can't have it both ways. Well, that depends on how intimately you know the other person. Maybe you can't have it both ways at once. But if you've got a little time, you can probably have it six or seven ways. Things have to get better. They can't get any worse. This is an example of truly faulty logic. Just because things can't get any worse, there's no reason to believe they have to get better. They might just stay the same. And by the way, who says things can't get any worse? For many people, things get worse and worse and worse. Nobody ever said life was fair. Not so. I specifically remember, as I was growing up, at least 12 different people telling me life was fair. One person put it this way, "Life, you'll find, is fair, George." Oddly enough, all 12 of those people died before the age of 27. It takes two to tango. Sounds good, but simple reasoning will reveal that actually it takes only one to tango. It takes two to tango together, maybe, but one person is certainly capable of tangoing on his own. By the way, in medieval times, it was widely believed that it took 26 to tango. There's a sucker born every minute, and two to take him. Well, this may have been true in the past, but now, if you adjust for the increased population base, birth control, and the so-called moral decline, not only are there 5 suckers born every minute, there are now 53 to take him. Life is short. Sorry, life is not short. It's just that since everything else lasts so long, mountains, rivers, stars, planets, life seems short. Actually, life lasts just about the right amount of time, until you die. Death, on the other hand, is short. What you don't know won't hurt you. Why don't we just ask Abe Lincoln and John Kennedy about this one?